Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 9. As Julia drove away from Walsingham's house, Wade sent Barthélemy a detailed summary of what he had just learned about his dead client's identity, hoping this new info would get him closer to Walsingham's true genealogical lineage. Finding their next destination only took minutes. Julia followed the English Heritage Finger post signs towards Hatfield House, a country home set in a large park, the Great Park, on the eastern side of town. Built in 1485, Henry VIII acquired the palace in 1538 and used it as a nursery for his three children. The palace is most closely associated with Elizabeth. She had a happy childhood there as a princess, sharing in her brother Edward's Protestant education. Circumstances changed for the young royal when her half-sister Mary came to the throne in 1553. The Catholic Queen Mary feared that her enemies might plot to place her Protestant sister on the throne. Elizabeth was effectively kept under house arrest at Hatfield for 3 years in what is now known as the Old Palace in Hatfield Park. It was there in 1558, while sitting under an oak tree in the park, that the youthful princess learned that she had become queen following the death of Queen Mary. Upon her succession to the throne, Queen Elizabeth held her first council of state in the house's great banqueting hall. One of her most trusted advisors later in her reign, Robert Cecil, acquired Hatfield House upon the Queen's death. Julia and Wade walked the beautiful grounds of the park. The lush gardens appeared well manicured, favoring the French style. They walked in silence for a few minutes more. They fell into pace with each other, he tempering his longer stride to her steps. Arriving at the estate office, they entered and asked to speak with the site's curator. A bespectacled man soon appeared to greet them. Following introductions and pleasantries, Wade asked several questions about Elizabeth Tudor's time at Hatfield as a young princess. Appreciating the curator's colorful answers, Wade then asked him about the circumstances of Elizabeth's death over 4 decades later. Again pleased with the depth and detailed responses, Wade asked one last question. Do you have any knowledge about a strange story involving the Queen's funerary dress?
Ah, yes, the burial gown legend.
The curator folded his arms and smiled.
I rarely get asked about that. The funeral dress story is not widely known by the public, but it is notorious among a small circle of experts.
What can you tell us about it? Asked Wade, hoping to advance his cause.
Not much, replied the curator. But I can tell you the newest hypothesis.
Julia gave the man several quick nods, encouraging him to continue.
It is believed by a few fringe historians, mostly amateurs, that the gown was removed from the Queen's dead body at the last moment by the seamstress that designed it.
Wade was intrigued by this new detail. Can you tell us, sir, who the seamstress was?
I'm afraid not, replied the curator while unfolding his arms. That's all I know. You see, I'm not an expert in that part of the Queen's life. My expertise lies mainly with her association to this grand house. By the way, I must emphasize that this gown story is a legend. There's no known proof to substantiate it.
Wade thanked the man for his time and headed towards the car with haste. Julia followed on the double quick.
What's the rush, David?
Drive us to Cambridge, Julia. Pronto. I need to see an old friend.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Please tell a family member or friend about the presentation of this audiobook. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen. The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.